Ksuvis Perk Test Mishnah Dalad. Hamashiv es ishto chenvanis. Person designates his wife as a chenvanis, so she's running his store. Oshemina apaytroipa, or he designates her as a person that's running all of his business affairs, all of his money, like she's the administrator of everything. Hareze mashpia kolzman sheyirtza. So there's a din that he can make her swear that she did not keep or take any money for herself any time that he wants. And this would be a shvua midrabanan. And Taisyantev explains it's lav dafka, his wife that he designates in this position. Really, it's any person that designates somebody to be in charge as the person that's in charge of his money. He can make them swear any time he wants. And it can even be multiple times. So why does the Mishnah speak about specifically a wife? Because, like Taisyantev brings the Ran, that one may think that in the end, when the wife in the future would ever collect her ksuba, she would make a shvua then anyway, and that shvua would encompass everything in the past. When she has to come collect her shvua, I may think that she should not make a shvua if he appoints her with these jobs. Nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us that even a wife, he can make her swear any time when he designates her as a chenvani or an apetropa. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, afilu al pilka v'al isasa. Rebbe Eliezer says that a husband can make his wife swear even on just her spinner, when she's spinning wool or thread, and even on the dough. In other words, even if he doesn't appoint her as anything, and she's sort of just, you know, administrating all the items in the house, lav dafka money, food, clothing, everything that she does. But she's using his money in the house. So according to Rebbe Eliezer, like Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say, that because there's a concern that she would be more heter and say that she deserves to take a little extra for herself for the work that she's doing. Therefore, the husband's allowed to even force her to make a shvua. However, the Chum didn't hold like Rebbe Eliezer, because it's not possible for a woman to live in the same house as a person that doesn't trust her. However, in the case where he points her as a chenvanis or an apotropa, there, that wouldn't really affect their shalom. Mashenkin just living in the same house where she just does the regular stuff, and then he makes her swear in those cases, that would be a much bigger issue, and she can't live like that. And the Rav points out that according to the Tanakhama, once the husband, if he appointed her, let's say as a chenvanis, and he made her swear, once he makes her swear, he can also make her swear on everything else as well. That's called a gilgul shvua. Once he makes her make a shvua on something that he can make her make a shvua on, we also allow that he can make her swear also on everything that was done in the house as well. That's called a gilgul shvua. And we say Gilgul Shvua since it's all Madarabanan.